Today's word is contrition. From the Latin conterere, to reduce to little bits. The Council of Trent defines contrition in Session 14, Chapter 4, quote, sorrow of the soul and detestation of sin committed, with the resolve to sin no more, end quote. It is, therefore, not a vague sentiment, but a decisive act of the will, which, in knowledge of all the deformity of sin, flees and detests it, and nourishes the firm resolve not to fall back into it. Contrition can be either perfect or imperfect. Perfect contrition arises in the heart of the sinner who grieves for his sin insofar as it is an offense against God, in whom he considers the paternal goodness which has been ungratefully scorned. Moved, therefore, by a pure love, called benevolence or charity, the penitent, as it were, breaks his heart to bits under the blows of sorrow, whence the name of contrition, a quasi-crushing into bits of the penitent heart. With such repentance, all permeated with the flames of charity, there always goes hand in hand, given the intention of confession, justification, or the remission of guilt, because ubi caritas, ibi Deus est. To make the sacrament of penance efficacious, imperfect contrition, or attrition, is sufficient. It rises in the soul of him who seriously renounces sin, for a supernatural motive indeed, like the fear of hell or the ugliness of sin, but inferior to perfect charity. Instead of seeing in God the image of the Father, the penitent sees the image of the judge, who threatens severe punishments to the transgressors of his laws. When attrition, namely internal, supernatural, and universal sorrow for sins committed, is informed by absolution, the penitent from attrite becomes contrite, that is, he becomes justified, because then there is a valid sacrament which, ex opere operato, infuses grace infallibly connected with charity. So the faithful who approach the tribunal of penance still shaking with the fear which the theologians call servile, in virtue of the passion of Christ which works through the sacramental rite, go away reinvigorated with a feeling of filial love and serene confidence in the goodness of the Heavenly Father.